We've got our monthly visit with Lorain County Public Health, Kat Bray, Health Education Specialist. Good morning, Kat. How are you? Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. So let's talk about New Year's and resolutions. People think of about getting healthy, and maybe one of those has to do with the time to quit tobacco. Let's talk a little bit about some of the ways that people can do that.
Right. Well, really, if you are a current tobacco user, quitting is one of the best things that you can do for your health. It really has a ton of benefits, and it's nice to know that those are pretty immediate. Even 12 hours after quitting, your oxygen levels increase and your carbon monoxide level returns to near normal. And then a little bit later on, as you continue that quitting journey, after just 2 weeks, your circulation and your lung function can improve, and more long-term, after 9 months, shortness of breath really can decrease.
Talk about maybe some things that the health department has to offer to help in that quitting, stay on that track.
Sure. There's free help if you want to quit. We have Ohio's Quit Line here. The number for Ohio's Quit Line is 1-800-QUIT-NOW. It's a free phone line that will connect you with trained support counselors that will get you connected with other resources that you may need to quit tobacco. We also have several lists of information on our website. If you are interested in that quit line phone number, go over to LorainCountyHealth.com/quit-now, and we have a full list of resources.
All right. I'm a non-smoker, but I probably could do some things to maybe improve my health. What other recommendations maybe you can give me to start the new year?
Sure. Well, getting more exercise or regular physical activity is definitely a common one that a lot of people choose, and that has a ton of benefits. Some of those being lowering just stress levels, boosting your immune system, really important, especially around, you know, kind of our current climate here today. Exercise can help you maintain a healthy weight if you're at a healthy weight, or of course, lose some of those extra pounds, and definitely improving mental health overall. Those are kind of some of those proven short-term health benefits. But even better with that regular physical activity, your risk of diabetes, heart disease, and depression can be reduced.
It is cold outside today. It could be even colder by this weekend. Where can people go? I assume they want to go indoors.
That is a great point. I think the weather forecast just said soared to 19 degrees, and so we're so fortunate in Lorain County to have indoor locations for walking. And walking is one of the best ways to be physically active. It doesn't require a special skill or special equipment, and our health department has worked with community partners to compile a list. You can walk indoors at many area schools, for example, at Keystone Elementary School on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. We have walking over at the University Partnership Ridge Campus at LCCC on Thursdays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Over at Liberty School on Thursdays and Tuesdays, also in the evening. And a few others, just to name a few, the Lorain County Metro Park Splash Zone in Oberlin, or over at the Healthplex in Amherst. And another one just that I have here is Midview. So really, if you need a comprehensive list, the best place to go and reference that with days and times is going to be LorainCountyHealth.com.
I also see that some of the outdoor locations have promised to kind of plow those paths for the winter. So still want to get out there, enjoy nature, and enjoy some time. There's opportunities for that as well. We move into 2022. What's on the plan for Lorain County Public Health? What are some of the things that maybe people haven't thought about that you're involved with?
Sure. We are really excited for 2022. Some fresh new programming coming on board. And you might have heard of something that we call Adverse Childhood Experiences, or ACEs, A-C-E. ACEs are traumatic events in childhood, for example, abuse or neglect. And these negative traumatic experiences can increase a risk over a child's life long term for future problems. And many have effects that last into adulthood and can continue on for future generations. But the good news is that if you can provide, if you know the community or the school or support systems like public health can provide safe, supportive, stable, and nurturing relationships to children with those ACEs, and, you know, give an environment that kind of helps to counteract some of that negativity, there's a much higher chance of more positive health outcomes and less trauma in the long term. So we've earned a new grant. It's called, it's really an ACEs-focused grant. It's from the National Association of County and City Health Officials. So this is a national funding source that was quite competitive. And we're excited to help plan to prevent these ACEs from happening in a few different ways.
So it sounds like another way of getting there early, you know, that preventative or setting a good foundation, whether it's through the education and, you know, working with the families to make sure that the kids are, you know, have the good foundation for future.
Absolutely.
Which is what affects a lot of the future health issues, as we've talked about many things in the past. Our guest this morning, health education specialist Kat Vray with the Lorain County Public Health. I guess Lorain County Health. .com, a good place to get that. We also gave that number 1-800-QUIT-NOW, and I also know that United We Sweat. We had folks from United Way on the other day as well. UnitedWeSweat.org, good place to get a lot of information. Well, Kat, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for sharing with us. I know we'll enjoy talking with the County Health again next month. Appreciate your time.